The cities of Regina and Saskatoon have re-implemented mask mandates in municipal buildings and on buses, but the city of Moose Jaw is holding off and watching how the situation unfolds. The city of Moose Jaw is concerned about rising case numbers and we continue to monitor the situation closely, an email from Moose Jaw City Hall said. We strongly encourage our staff and residents to get vaccinated, while we will continue to keep current protocols and safety measures in city facilities in place. Starting Saturday, September 4, Regina will require anyone visiting an indoor municipal venue to wear masks and while riding transit. This includes the Rider Transit Shuttle service for the Labor Day Classic this Sunday. The Queen City has also set a target date of September 15 for employees to provide proof of vaccination. Visitors could also have to provide proof of vaccination to access indoor municipal buildings and venues. In Saskatoon, people will have to wear masks while riding on buses and inside municipal buildings, while city employees will need to be tested regularly for COVID-19. Rapid tests will be used on employees regardless of their vaccination status. Furthermore, Saskatoon City Council approved a motion directing city administration to investigate how some form of vaccine requirement for employees might be implemented. The city's administration will then report back on how the provincial government's upcoming proof of vaccination could be used at civic events and venues. That council approved those motions on the same day the Saskatchewan Roughriders announced they will require proof of vaccination, or a negative COVID-19 test, to attend home games beginning September 17. As of August 30, there were 2,068 active cases in the province and 111 people in hospital. Since the start of the pandemic, 54,076 Saskatchewanians have been infected with COVID-19 and 51,407 have recovered. A total of 601 people have died. For more information, visit www.saskatchewan.ca.